Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, I'm all on my own. Harry went off to Wales for a week and done a load of mushrooms, and I've not been heard from her for ages, so I hope she's okay. I think she's probably living under a pile of twigs somewhere in the forest talking to magical animals. She likes fairy, didn't she? I hope you're all okay. I'm currently covered in a layer of sweat, and I have been for the last few days. I'm not complaining. I love a bit of sun. I have been sunbathing as much as I possibly can, and I would say, even though I am just really freckly and very pale, I think I've got a bit of a tan, you know, with me factor 45. But yeah, so this week it's all of our summer holiday memories from when we were kids. So we've got Scroobius Pip and then Chris and Stu from the Hardcore Listening podcast. I've listened to this a few times now because I edit the podcasts, and every time I listen, I have laughed at the same things as well. I hope you enjoy it as much as we did recording it. They're funny fuckers. And they have got some very good stories. I've been sharing some photos on our socials of when we were younger, so check them out as well because they're fun. But yeah, I hope you enjoy it as much as we did. At the end, I'm going to tell you what podcast Stu told about his horrific holiday experience a few years ago, which I tried to get him to retell, but it's quite a long story, but it's so funny. I mean, awful for him and his poor family, but he tells it very well. So I'll tell you what podcast that was on at the end, so you can go and listen to that, because that's just gold. But yeah, I hope you're all okay. I hope you're managing to stay cool. I'm trying to think if I've got anything exciting to tell you. I'm just really hot, and I made two cakes today, and it's like 38 degrees outside. I don't know what's wrong with me. It's because I had bananas that were going off, and I can't throw them away. I have to make a banana fruit loaf and then eat it. Anyway, enjoy. Hopefully Harry will have come down off her mushroom trip in time for next week's podcast, which is a really good one. I'll tell you about that at the end as well. All right, enjoy.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan,
turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Well, Amy is actually...
Do you have a beer?
Who?
Do you have a little beer?
It's non-alcoholic.
What's that?
Oh. Alcohol-free beer.
I've got a cup of tea.
Alcohol-free?
I've not drunk for 3 weeks.
Here we go. Well done.
Why? Whatever made you do that?
I got a bit bored of it.
Have you seen his hair?
Yeah, no. I said it looks like...
Why are you laughing, Amy? Why are you laughing?
He woke up after that and said, never again.
I know. I was like, what on earth have you done? It looked like Amy has been to the beautician.
I think it looks really nice.
It's funny, on my screen, Amy and Stu are next to each other.
Yeah,
it's perfect, isn't it?
I know. We need to take a picture of them. Anyway,
whatever.
We have got some we've got some bright sparks in today. Well, we've got Dave.
Where?
We've got Dave.
Pip.
We've got Pip.
Not allowed to.
Oh, fucking hell. Should we just start again?
It's all right, I'll edit it out.
Oh, fuck.
I mean, I would say I'm very excited, but this is probably the least excited I've been about a podcast.
That's
not
very fair, you.
Amy? Amy?
I'm only joking. We've got the boss on.
Yeah. We've got the big bad Pip. Big bad Pip.
I mean, and everyone other than Harry has had private messages from me that make it clear that it is the least excited I've been about a podcast. So... Everyone else knows that's not a joke. But go on, go ahead. Who else?
And our two predecessors for the idiots on the network, Chris and Stu from Hardcore Listing.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
I mean, you say predecessors. I've just finished listening to their latest episode, which is top five smells. So, yeah.
Hi, Brett.
So that
We're
would
taking
be...
it back.
There's a battle for the bottom.
That would be worse than this one.
That weren't one of the smells.
Well, thanks for coming.
Yeah, nice to see you guys. And
it's lovely to see everyone.
Stu looks like Amy with the peroxide blonde hair and lots of facial hair. Chris has lost his orange beanie and Big Bad Pip, I don't know, looks like he's not very happy to be here.
I'm always happy to be
He's
here.
He's now doing the V's at me. Thanks for that.
So on this beautiful summer's day, where it's not stopped raining all day, we decided we'd talk about our favourite summer childhood memories.
I'm sorry about this, guys. This was not my idea. This was Amy's idea.
I love it. It's a very lovely
Thank
one.
Thank you. Thank you, Chris.
We'll see how lovely it remains.
Yeah.
It was nice.
After
and
the
I would
last
just like
one.
To say, yeah, well, I would just like to say thank you for coming on our podcast because that was an absolute blast. It was really, I really laughed my pants. Like,
that was a great episode.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good laugh. So thank you.
It was all right.
I don't think I'll ever forget. I don't think I'll ever forget your story of that poor child. I keep thinking about him all the time. Poor guy.
He's an alcoholic now.
He probably is. He's Stew.
So when I thought about this, I messaged Pip to tell him the idea, and he said that he didn't have any exciting childhood memories.
Again, I've kind of said I'm happy to be here and I'm excited to hear everyone else's, but as the three of you who are parents, you've got to understand that, like with summer holidays, for example, if on one of the early summer holidays, one of your children almost dies, you kind of ratchet down the excitement of summer holidays after that. So because I almost died as a four-year-old on holiday, summer's got a bit static after that.
Are you
that.
Still going on about that?
I nearly
died and I got a really good rap career out of it. Don't worry about it, man.
I mean, I'm not, but we're talking about summer holidays from when we were a kid, so this is directly after it.
We might have to start with this story.
And the other thing that came... I'll come back to the dying story then, but the other thing that came to mind, because I just thought, well, just the summer holidays in general. And then it occurred to me that I went to an all-boys school that was a 40-minute train journey away, so I didn't really have any local mates. So the only person I hung out with on summer holidays, Stu, Chris and Amy, if you were to think of one person that you associate less with fun than me, it'd be my brother.
Oh, really?
So again, yeah. the funness of summer holidays just aren't going to come up in my memories.
No.
Just Ian Jesus. Teaching me about philosophy.
Oh, and, bless him.
And flags and stuff like that.
Oh, bless.
Look at you now.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well,
you know,
you want to stop.
Would you I was going to say, you know this has been my favourite summer because of lockdown, because it's been completely normal. I've been able to get back on my usual no fun process, but yeah.
And you don't have to see anybody, which is nice.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This episode's going to come out the week after Pip's birthday. As we're recording, it's your birthday next week today.
Wow.
Is it the 5th or the 7th?
Third.
Third.
is it the big 50 this year?
Near enough, 50? Chris. Chris, October 21st. Good guess, though.
Oh, I'm sorry, mate. I'm sorry.
But I messaged him to see if he was going to be taking advantage of the fact that we can't really go out and do anything to not see anyone on his birthday. And he replied that yes, he is.
Of course. Of course, lockdown Mr. is lockdown. You can't.
So yeah, so should
rules.
We start with your? Because Harry doesn't know your story about me dying.
No,
right?
I'm,
yes.
I'm intrigued.
Well, genuinely, the only happy memory I could think of summer holidays, it genuinely comes the couple of days. I forgot it was the same holiday, but we were on this holiday at this caravan park in France, a key camp thing, where there's things for kids to do. And when I was on Hardcore Listening recently, we were talking about when you meet, or when you go somewhere new and you either have the chance to reinvent who you are, or you just meet someone who's not like your mates. And it's that cool kid that you don't know any of their background. And there was a kid that genuinely, until I was about 11 or 12, I didn't, and I only met him on this holiday, but till about 11 or 12, I didn't realise he'd given a fake name when he told us his name was Bum Bum.
What, you I didn't realise like, that?
I didn't realise. As a four-year-old, I was like, we met this kid called Bum Bum, and he was the coolest kid. And he was that kind of tear-away, he's doing the naughty stuff. So I genuinely, for years, I just thought, Bum Bum, great,
what's his name?
Lovely guy.
Mum, I want to speak to Bum Bum.
Bum-bum. Yeah, I want to go and hang out with Bum Bum again.
I want to be pen pals with Bum Bum.
Yeah, I just want to see more of Bum Bum. So, I had memories of this key camp of going out and, as I said, hanging out with Bum Bum. And it was that typical kind of, like, we'll teach you how to start a fire. And they'd be just all boring, kind of that camp type stuff.
That's not boring. Don't play it down, mate. That's exciting for you.
Yeah. But, or particularly as a kid, it's all that exciting stuff. And again, at that age, it's just the kids that are there.
Yeah.
There's no grouping of ages. So you're generally hanging around of older kids. My brother is probably having the nightmare of having his three-year younger brother like hanging around with him. But he dealt with that a couple of days later because we were out having a walk along the beach in France. And in my memory, I drifted back a bit and my family were all ahead and a wave just came up and swept me out to sea. And I was just gone in no time at all.
Little Pip's gone.
Yeah. And I've since had hypnosis where I've been regressed to remember trying to scream out for help and waves going in my mouth and all this kind of dark stuff. But I mean, Harry is hearing it for the first time and cracking up. Jeez. Only reason Stu and Chris are keeping a straight face is because they're tired of it. But yeah, so I almost died and my dad spotted
me. Hang on a
minute,
because we need to go. We need to go back to the moment that your parents realised. Yeah. Was there like screams and panic on the beach, or did they just sort of let you go?
I'd assume it was quite a quiet beach, obviously, but I'd assume my mum kind of was in panic and my dad just turned into Little Action Man and he rushed out and swam out and got me and pulled me back to shore and all that. But they really tried to play it down because they didn't want me to have negative
like
effects.
Got,
it
like
did. Yeah. Like I've got. It gave me a stutter.
Yeah.
But so they did all that. And I always remember my dad just saying, oh, you've ruined my trainers. And that was the big thing of, of calming it down. But again, it wasn't until I was telling this years later that I was reminded, because we're in France, apparently a few days after this, I kept talking to an imaginary friend and kept replying to voices.
Not Bum Bum.
No, or maybe he was imaginary. No, as far as I know, Bum Bum was real, maybe. Just under a pseudonym. that was his stage name. But my parents, because I was hearing these voices, we took like a big road trip detour to Lourdes to get holy water to put in my ears to get rid of the voices. Because they thought it might be some kind of spirits, or because I'd almost died, like voices of the dead remaining in my ears and stuff.
Oh my God, this is supposed to be a family podcast.
Only your fondest summer memories would involve an exorcism.
An actual exorcism. I remember, like, we got the... Because you get the holy water and it's in a bottle that's shaped like Mary and it's got a little blue crown on top. And that's the lid. So I remember us getting the holy water.
Chucking it down.
They obviously hadn't told me that the reason we're getting it is to exorcise the demons from our son.
Oh my gosh. That is crazy.
They probably gave Ian a splash as well, you know, just to be safe.
Is this a real true story?
This is all true, yeah. This is how I almost died as a kid.
So they put it in your ears, and then what happened?
I don't know. I guess I stopped hearing the voices, I guess. And maybe the holy water gave me my stutter. I don't know, but yeah.
Maybe.
Oh, I just nearly wet myself.
But genuinely, as stupid as it seems, like, I learned to swim really late because of trauma attached to almost dying at sea and stuff like that. So your typical summer holiday, or particularly British summer holiday type thing, is we go to the beach, we go in the sea, and all that. And it's like, I didn't really have any of that.
So did you just not do that then? Did you avoid beaches, or did your parents avoid beaches for the next
few years? Went to beaches because my dad
they went to churches.
They went to a lot of chapels
and churches.
Honestly, until I'd met Amy, I'd never met someone who loves a sunbathe as much as my dad. And he would literally be, as soon as it's hot, he's in his little shorts, he's got his shirt off. For 20 minutes, he might get his bum out to try and level things out. That's where Bum Bum's gone. But I guess we didn't. We went to my nan's. I mean, it's a combination of that and just being poor, like at that age as well. We went to my nan's caravan in Folkestone for most holidays, and that's very. Folkestone is very. You're going to be hit and miss on the weather. You can't go in the sunny period. It's like, it might be raining, it might be lovely. So I remember the arcades in Folkestone and having wonderful memories of going down there and playing on the claw machines and stuff like that, and being obsessed with trying to be the first to complete any arcade game. So there are happy memories in there. It's just not your typical, we were at the beach and we did this and did that. It's like, we were safely in an arcade.
The most shocking thing about your
paying
story...
Paying for our fun.
It's not the fact that they nearly lost you to sea. It's that they went and got holy water. I just find that hilarious. Are they religious?
Yeah, I never knew
are
that.
Are they religious? Are they very religious or not?
Oh, that's the weird thing. Not particularly. I went to a Catholic school. I went to a Catholic all boys school. But I think my nan and that were religious.
They must have phoned him and said, again, he's hearing voices. She then said, get him off to the church.
Take him to holy water. But the only reason I went to a Catholic school and that is, again, it's a working class thing. Yeah. They were the better schools that you could get for free.
Yeah.
If we could go there, we'd get a better education and not have to pay for it. So it was as simple as that.
That's it.
Really, the religious side of it was more that than anything else.
Yeah. Crumbs. God.
Crazy.
I'm not sure how Stu and Chris are going to follow that weird one. But, who wants to go next with a little story about... their summer holiday memories.
I don't know, how bad was it for you to remember when you were a kid, Stu? Because obviously that was a really, 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 really long time ago.
Do you remember in black and white?
Yeah.
Do you remember slate? Slate and chalk? Yeah? Writing on it.
One of the nice things for us, like going through our youth, is going through the old photos, and with Stuart's peeling back the different paintings that from the family portraits that they've covered up with the new one.
He's not laughing.
Oh, right back to cave paintings.
Oh, bless him.
Sorry, Stu.
He's going to leave. Stu,
your favourite one was on a. Your favourite one was a beach, wasn't it? You had a wicked beach holiday, and then in Normandy. But then a load of people start.
Sorry, mate.
Well,
get your non-alcoholic beer out, mate. Get your beer out.
It was the year they first invented the wheel, and we could go as far as we wanted. Stu, any memories?
Stu, we'll shut up now. We'll shut up.
Well, it was all just fields. Like, so, like, much like Pip, not much like Pip. There was no holy water involved in this. Although there is some kind of, I wouldn't say it was sort of sacrificial, but there was a ritual that was quite bizarre.
Wow.
But much like Pip, we used to go to a caravan park in a place called Kesinland, in between Yarmouth and Lowestoft.
And, oh, no, lovely.
And no, not really. Like we used to go to this chalet every year there, and I think we went there four times, and two times there was bed bugs and we all got bitten by these like, horrible bed bugs.
God.
And it was quite, but ugh. On the third year, Pleasurewood Hills opened.
Oh.
Wow.
Game changer.
Lucky boy.
It was amazing.
You think that?
Were you not a fan of Pleasurewood Hills? You see, that's given me instant memories of going to Pleasurewood Hills, and they had the cartoon characters that were the different themes. Yeah.
They weren't quite Disney characters, though, were they?
They were.
It was a little bit Mocklet. It weren't quite right. It was a bit cheap.
Pip's getting well excited. Look at Pip's little face. Yeah. He's well excited.
It was brilliant. I nearly drowned at Pleasurewood Hills, strangely.
Oh, really?
In tears of joy.
Yeah. But and that wasn't the fun part. But the
Why
rest
is
of it,
everybody
I
drowning?
We're not.
Kids.
We're not very sporty in this circuit.
Where's Pleasurewood Hills?
Yeah.
Because I've heard of that, but I don't think I went.
Near Yarmouth.
Oh, okay.
No, that was too far for Basildon. People from Basildon didn't go there, darling. They went to Romford or Dagenham.
But it was called, what was it called? Dean's Holiday Village. And like, I fucking loved it. It was really, really, sorry, can I swear on you?
Yeah. swear all the time.
It was so lovely. It was like, they had them things. No, like I don't even know if you can get them anymore, but they were like rife in holiday camps in the 80s. Them bikes where the whole family could get on.
Oh yeah.
Where you'd have they were amazing. It was like it was like a hybrid of like Bugsy Malone, what I'd seen on there. But you could sort of sit on the front, like the kids would get in the front bit. Me and my brother would be in like the front bit, and like my mum and dad would be in like the bit behind. It was like a car, but a bike car. It was amazing. And you could just like ride around the holiday village on these like bikes. That blew my mind. Anyway, I met a lad called Sid. His name was Simon, but everyone decided to call him Sid. Yeah. And I weren't one of them kids that had mix on holiday. Like my brother was like 8 years younger than me, so I was like, I sort of have to look after my little brother. So I didn't really have the confidence to just kind of go in the arcade and go like, all right. I weren't Chris Glasson. But I ended up somehow like meeting Sid, and we stole the darts from the games room. Because we've been playing, I've spoke about this game before on another podcast, where you used to get like a penknife and you'd stand in front of each other and you'd throw it and it'd stick in the ground, and then you'd have to put your foot where the penknife went.
What?
And then you'd have to sort of and so you'd like, you'd, it, a bit like Twister, you'd sort of throw it so that the legs went far enough apart and then you'd fall over and you'd win. It's a bizarre game. Mm. You might as well have just thrown the knife like 20 metres and won. But
that must have been, that's not a game, that's not a universal game though, is it, Stu? That must be something you and Sid made.
It was, it,
yeah, exactly. It was only him and Sid. All the other kids on the bloody caravan site are playing actually good games.
Twister.
And then they'd walk past you and think, fuck that.
Fuck, what are you doing, weirdos?
So we decided we'd try and play that game with the darts that we'd stole. But we quickly got bored of that. So we decided then that we'd throw the darts up as high as we can in the air and see where they'd come down and land.
Oh, you are not joking.
And try and avoid them. and so, obviously, like I must have been about like 6 or 7. No, my brother.
What?
Yeah, I reckon maybe about 8 or 9. And like, and then I remember like sort of just the more we got excited, the higher we kept throwing them. We thought it was the best game ever.
Oh.
And then I just threw this dart really, really high. And then it come down. I remember getting out of the way. And then I just remember like hearing this yelp. And it was stuck in Sid's foot. And it had gone, he had flip flops on and it had gone straight in the top of his foot. And from the moment of like it being hijinks and me and Sid being like new mates, he just instantly turned to like screaming and going, I'm going to tell my mum on you. And like, and so
shitting yourself, you were.
Yeah, I panicked, right? So the dart had sort of come out of his foot. And so like the first thing I thought then was like, well, grab the dart because I got to hide the evidence. And I was like, don't tell your mum, don't tell your mum. And like, and for some reason I thought we'd be level. And so I got the dart and stuck it in my foot. And went, please don't tell your mum. And like, and he didn't, but yeah, I stuck a dart in my own foot to kind of make sure we was on an even playing field.
Is that wrong with you? There's something wrong with you. That's not amazing. Normal.
Weirdly, yeah. I was quite troubled at that point. On the way home, my parents went via the Vatican and we got some...
I was going to say. some holy water. Because Yarmouth doesn't have any like spiritual places to get holy water, does it?
The holy water would have gone straight through the hole in his foot.
it got rid of it did exorcise the demons, but didn't do anything about the age you caught, did it?
No.
did it bleed? Did your foot bleed?
Yeah, but not loads. It's only a dart, wasn't it? It's not like.
Yeah, but if it's coming from a height, like, I mean, it's
going to. Oh, no, my one didn't come from a height. Mine came from, like, the length of my arm. But, like.
But you still would have had to throw it in order for it
to. Oh, yes. No, no. Sid lost his foot, but Stu's one didn't come from that height, so.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ. Well, you were all posh and went to France and went to, like, caravan parks and stuff. That was quite posh. Like, you know.
I mean, that's weird because that is like of my summerhood stories. Like, it's weird that they're all kind of similar because mine was the one I was going to say is similar.
Because
I think there's something about like I love doing caravan sites as a kid.
Like, you look like you'd love it. Sorry,
I'm in my element. No offense taken. I love it. I used to love the sort of like idea of you go. My brother was the same.
Not washing.
You know, you leave me. Leave me in a caravan site, and after a few hours, I'll have a mate.
And you would have told him your name's Bum Bum.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we'll see what happens. And run outs or whatever. You meet other people. And I just love it. I love the excitement of a campsite. And
I've seen pictures of you as like a youngster. Like, you would have been the one that the mums would have said to their kids, watch him, he's probably got nits.
Yeah.
You look like you had nits.
He's so unfair.
That one doesn't wash. And he eats cold baked beans. Watch that one.
Yeah.
This is unfair.
See, I think he always looked cheeky. In the child photos I've seen, he looks like the cheeky kid. So he will be the one who's got some stories to tell or whatever.
Well, that's a very clever
playing the fool.
That boy called Chris got his bum out.
I reckon we need a couple of pictures from when we were all young, like 7, 8-ish. Definitely.
For sure.
Definitely.
For
Definitely.
Sure. I've got...
We'll just use the same one home.
Aww. I've got one that I wanted to send you, because we used to go to a place called Potter's. Do you know Potter's?
Oh, we literally was going to go there this weekend. Oh, it reopened this week.
I used to fucking love Potter's.
What is Potter's?
My mum goes there. My mum goes there now.
It's like a holiday camp, right?
Oh, it's not a holiday camp. It's fucking expensive,
is it?
Yeah. My granddad used to pay for us all to go. My dad's dad, like for all the family and all the cousins.
We know our nans and granddads work on family trees, Amy.
What is your
fucking listener base? If you had to explain that, I hope that weren't for our benefit.
So grandparents
we used to have like family photos done, and I have got one, and I was going to send it to you before this actually, because I mean you've probably seen it because I've shared it on Facebook. You know the one where my mum and dad are in shell suits sitting down, socks and sandals, and I've got a jumper on, but there's one of me in a pink satin dress that my mum made me, and I was quite a big kid.
Yeah, you were.
With my boy haircut that was more of a boy haircut than the haircut I've got now. And all the rest of my family, but I'll find it and I'll send it and I'll post it up.
Yes, please.
But they were the best.
They really
best
were. I just, you know, I mean, we didn't have a lot of money, and so we made the most of that. And I think that, I think the reason why the French one stands out is because we went abroad and we rarely did like caravan ones. Most of the time it was at Clacton.
Yeah.
And actually, like Pip was saying, like, a lot of my time was get down Clacton Seafront and play the arcades, and I was just having a time of my life. But my one is we went to the Dordogne, which was the south of France, and we
Say
drove
that again.
There. It was
I like the Dordogne. French accent. The Dordogne.
Dordogne.
The Dordogne, isn't it?
Dordogne. The Dordogne. Dordogne brothers. And it was wicked. It was a proper road trip back. The caravan on the back. Mum and Dad arguing, and you know, about like directions, and just minding my own business in the back, really. But then once I'm let out in a campsite. That's when it all happens. That's when the magic happens. And I remember.
I love the idea of your caravan pulling up and it's just rattling.
Yeah.
And your parents kind of open it and Chris just darts out. It's all right. He'll tire himself out. Just let him tire himself out a bit and he'll be fine.
Can I be your friend? Can I be your friend?
Oh, God.
Don't go to him. Don't approach him. If he comes to you, he'll be fine. But don't approach him.
That one in the Dordogne, I've always said, like, when I was nine's my lucky number, and I think it was when I was nine, I just had it was a good year, and I remember that being the Dordogne year, and it was great, and we did things like, we got a kayak, and me and my dad rode, like, my mum down the Dordogne, the river, and it was crazy cool, and I've never done anything like that. It was such good fun, but... A bit like what Pip was saying about, you know, the kids on the campsite. Bet you was the kid on the campsite exchanging stories. Well, this is what ended up happening on one night.
God.
So I've been there about 7 days, and I'd amassed. There was quite a lot of kids, and we were all friends, and there was even Dutch kids, and it was really cool. And one night there was a storm, and we all got having to hide in this little sort of hut. Where it was on the plate in the play area for the kids, but we were all in this hut. And I remember I had a kid at school, a mate of mine. I've always called him he's my spirit animal, Terry. And Terry was a bit like, it sounds a bit like Sid in a way, but Terry, if you'd have got a dart in his foot, he'd have been absolutely sound about it. He wouldn't have ratted on anyone. He'd have been solid. But the truth is, it would have ended up in your foot, not Terry's. But Terry at school was brilliant. He's just like an absolute tearaway. He wasn't scared of anyone, and he was tiny. But bless him, he grew up on the... You could tell he'd grown up on the wrong side of the tracks. But anyway, just before I went on holiday, Terry told me... I was nine. He told me every sexual position under the sun.
Oh, God.
Right?
How old was Terry, Chris?
It's about
32.
It was you, wasn't it, Stu?
And I didn't know. I didn't really understand what Terry was telling me at nine. I really didn't. And I thought it was funny and it was fascinating, but I really didn't understand the implication of what I was saying. And we were all in this hut, this rain hut, and there was there was people of all ages, a bit like what Pip was saying. And there was, I think one girl was like 16 and she was really attractive. And,
oh, you didn't.
I did do anything with a 16, yeah. And then I nailed her.
And that's my story.
High fives, guys. High five. Yeah. And somehow, I don't know how the conversation started. I probably started it, I'll be honest with you. There was probably a second of silence and I went, do you know what one was I saying? Do you know what a pearl necklace is? I probably didn't say it like that. And I started telling all these kids all these sexual things that I didn't really understand, really. I'd be like, oh, and a pearl necklace is when a man gets his sperm on a girl's on her chest like a pearl necklace. And everyone was like, oh, that's fucking brilliant. And everyone was like blown away by these stories.
I love how you remember this. Yeah. I love it that you remember it. Like you're a prophet bestowing this wisdom on them. And they're all like, more, Chris. This is amazing. I'd love to know the reality of this.
I love that when Chris did his sleazy old man voice, it was just Stu's voice.
So I went through all these stories and... it was great. We all had a great time. And the rain stopped and it was like kind of everyone had to go back to their tent caravans and that. And, you know, job done. Fell asleep. In the morning, and I mean first thing in the morning, it was like it was like 8 a.m. There was a knock on the door.
Oh, shit.
On the caravan door. And Dad answered it. And then Mum went outside. I weren't really none the wiser. And they had a conversation with someone. And the person went. And they were like, Chris, come out here.
Chris!
So I came upstairs and yeah, exactly. And I was like, are you all right? Yeah. And they were like, yeah. We've had a couple of the parents come and complain about what you've been teaching their kids.
Oh,
and I think over the course of the day, they had about four or five parents come up and be like,
see,
listen,
don't go near that guy.
Yeah, literally what you guys were saying, do not talk to that kid.
Chris.
But my mum kind of like, although she was a bit like, you know, shouldn't really be talking about sexy stuff and where are you getting it from? I was like, Terry Butcher, he's safe.
He wasn't called Terry Butcher, was he?
He was stand up guy. I sometimes look for him on Facebook just thinking, you know, what a legend. Or was he like Bum Bum? Did he or didn't he exist? And anyway, mum was more like took it all with a pinch of salt because a lot of the women who were on the campsite were sunbathing with their boobs out.
Yeah.
And my mum was kind of like...
progressive.
They've got their tits out, to be honest with you, Chris. So if they're happy flaunting their boobies, words aren't that bad. So yeah, I kind of got off it quite lightly.
Did any of you went, obviously you were more than 9 years old and obviously of legal age. Did any of you go on holiday with your parents and like have a bit of a fling with a girl or a boy?
I didn't have any holiday romances. No. Again, that's why I was like, I'm going through the kind of what can I talk about as my stories. I'm like, no holiday romances, but I was the most awkward. Again, it's one thing that you go on holiday and you can change and be this. If as soon as you open your mouth, you're stuttering and stammering, you're not going to convince them that your name's Bum Bum or Sid. or Pip, they're going to be
Pip.
Sit down, David.
Or Pip. Little Pip.
Exactly.
I reckon Chris
did.
Go on, Stu, go on.
I reckon Stu did.
I didn't. It kind of was the closest I ever got. But I went to, when Yugoslavia was still Yugoslavia, I went there.
just things like that just are gonna make you sound old again.
I remember going there and it was really cool, like on the like this kind of holiday park type thing. There was a record shop on the holiday park, so
wow.
It was like, this is amazing. So like I got to spend all my holiday money on like records, so much so that I've still got a copy of Michael Jackson's Bad and all the stuff on it is in Yugoslavian. But in there, this was the time that Whitney Houston's second album had come out, so lots of big perms.
Yeah.
Right, we're talking. I Want to Dance with Somebody.
I love that song. That's my track.
And And there was a girl that was, I don't know where she was from, but she used to be in the record shop a lot. And she was about my age. I was probably about maybe 13. And I remember just thinking, gosh, she looks like Whitney Houston. She probably didn't. She just had a bubble perm.
She looked like Audrey, anyway, Audrey from Coronation Street.
More so that, yeah. Anyway, we had like kind of bizarre conversations that made no sense for either of us, like, because we didn't speak each other's language. However, on the last night, my mum went, "You fancy her, don't you?" And I was like mortified. No. Like, shut up, mum. Like, as if I hate girls. Ugh. And like, but then my mum just done this really horrible mum thing, and like, and was at the bar and started talking to her mum.
Oh.
And like, and then this girl, this girl come over and literally said, like, must have said something which, and like, and my mum was like, "Oh, she wants to dance with you." And I was like, oh, fucking hell. And like, and I can't, you know, I can't dance. And
can't I was you? Like, are you no good at dancing? And like, they're all laughing.
And like, and I was just thinking, this ain't a good thing for me, because I felt like everybody was watching me. And anyway, but we had a slow dance to "La Isla Bonita" by Madonna. but yeah, no kissing or anything. And as soon as it finished, I was just kind of like, "Yeah, see ya," and just like walked back and just sort of sat there next to my parents. Like,
I bet you were well chuffed. Though. I bet you were like, "Yeah, but, scored that one."
Oh, mate, when I got back and everyone was like, "How was your holiday?" Mate, amazing. I am in love.
I was gonna say, as you were saying that, I had no holiday romances. Oh. You're certain I fell in love every holiday I ever went on. Normally when there's like, when they have some kind of show or entertainment, there'll always be a couple of kids involved in it, like girls of your age. And I would always, there'd always be one in the play or the musical or whatever that I'd just be like, I'm sure she keeps looking over it. I'm sure we've made eye contact. Convinced that we've built this relationship during the performance. And then all I have to do, I'll just hang about later. I'm sure she'll probably come and say, something, and just lingering about on this hope that I'm sure we had a moment during the play.
That moment was probably some confused girl on stage singing YMCA thinking, why are they pouring water in his ears?
Yeah. Why is he staring at me?
Why is that boy staring at
why
me?
Why is he staring?
Really intensely.
Why has that young boy got a beard?
Come on, Chris. I bet you scored on a holiday, didn't you?
Genuinely, I think... so I went on holiday with my parents up until 16. And I think that I really honestly can't... A bit like Pip and Shu, I was quite shy. Although I'd say all these stories...
Like,
with girls, I was quite shy as a youngster. Like, as much as I was like quite, I could have no shame as well. When it came to girls, I was quite terrified of them. Really, like girls that I like. I remember like being on the Clacton campsite and there being a girl I got on really well with, and she was really pretty. And
what, in Clacton?
Paralysed to sort of like hit on her. And you know, I'd sit there thinking, I think she might like me, but When I was young, I wouldn't have made the move. And you know what? It gave women 4 or 5 extra years of just peace and quiet.
Yeah, that's true. Were you a sex pest when you got to the age?
Not really. I think I was more of a late starter.
You're a sex pest.
You made up for it, Chris.
Yeah.
So I know that Amy had a fair few flings, though.
Ah, yes.
What, when I was a kid?
Well, not when you were a chubby kid, because you ate the ball.
No, I didn't. I was a late starter.
Were you?
I was a late starter.
What, how
not
late?
Not probably until I went to Napa. Well, like when I was 18, 19. Never really anything before.
What was your, what's your sort of childhood memories of holidays? I mean, we're going to send everybody to sleep now, but you know. It's fine, we'll get
over it. Just
everyone. Yeah, go over
just
it.
The family holidays at Potter's.
That's it. Yeah.
And we always went away as a family. We did go abroad a couple of times. We went to France, to the south of France. On my dad's family all work on the river.
What, your granddad? So we got a couple of boats. Granddad? Your granddad?
Yeah, my dad's dad.
Your dad's dad.
so we got a couple of boats and went down
some, I don't know where we were in France, but that was really lovely. My cousin Katie fell in between the two boats because she was fucking around, and that was a bit of drama.
Amazing.
That was good.
That'll learn her.
And we went to Italy, to a campsite in Italy, and we were looking after my younger cousin, Anthony, who was sitting on the side of the pool, who I think he must have been about 18 months old. And I was chatting with my cousin Katie, and then we looked around and he wasn't there anymore. And then we realised he was sitting at the bottom of the pool. So, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
He didn't drown, but he didn't actually talk until he was 4 years
Fucking hell, I'm not surprised.
Can everyone just stop fucking drowning?
If you was in Italy, you could have got some proper primo holy water.
Some really good holy water.
100% proof.
He just, yeah. He's made up for it since, and he's like 6'7" and he's absolutely fine.
He's
so
still
he
not talking.
Yeah.
he's just started talking.
But yeah, I just remember the holiday camps and the same really, the arcades and the disco. I always used to
love
ask
a disco.
For Cherish.
Love a disco.
Cherish the love we have. Who was that by?
Calling the Game.
Calling the Game, yeah. And Night Shift as well.
Commodores.
Yeah, the DJ hated me because it was literally as soon as the disco started, I was like, can you play Night Shift? And it's like the most depressing fucking song ever. Right at the end, at the end.
It's so.
But what about you? Did you, you used to go on holiday?
I did. From your farm. And it's like, it's weird how holidays have changed, like from our generation to like our kids, for instance. Because now when we think about holiday, we think, all right, we'll get on a plane and we'll go to a, you know, hotel or an Airbnb or a resort or something. But in our day, it was you'd get in a camper van or you'd go to a caravan site or, you know, you'd do something that didn't really cost a lot of money, and it was fun, and you'd get, you know, dirty and messy, and you wouldn't have a wash for a couple of days, and you'd have, you know, your campfire, and it would be very it's like simple living. But my family are antique dealers, and my stepdad, he had a big antique shop, and every holiday consisted of either travelling round somewhere to drop off something or to pick something up on the way back from somewhere. So there was my stepdad Michael, there was my mum, there was me, there was my brother who was really sick, he had cystic fibrosis, so carried like an amazing amount of medication around and, you know, needed lots of care. There was my little brother and my little sister. And he was a bit like Del Boy, so he'd want to do everything on the cheap. And we'd get in a van, and God knows where we used to, I can't even remember where we used to, I think we used to sleep on like a mattress or something. And it was just like horrible every year, because you'd be sleeping with a cabinet over you, or you'd be, you know, you'd be underneath something. There'd be arguments, there'd be like, you know, everybody would fall out. You'd be sitting by the side of the road in tears because somebody had done something. I just remember every holiday just being like traumatised by the whole thing. And one year I said, I'm not going anymore. I think I was about 10 or 11. I said, I can't go. It's too much. So my mum said, okay, right, well, your brother's going to Belgium, so I'll take you to the south of France. And we went to Biarritz, which was obviously quite posh for me. It was like, you know, fucking hell. Like, oh, where are we? And then we went to San Sebastian as well in Spain, and we did the two. But I remember being on a campsite, and just meeting new people all the time was something so refreshing. And you didn't speak the language with anybody, but you could communicate, and everything was like just quite free and easy. But there was one situation where there was me and another girl, and we were walking on top of like a wall. And it's not really a very nice story, actually. And Amy might start wincing in a minute. You might start trying to, you know, grab your bits. But I remember me and this girl standing, I think there was cats or something around, and falling on the wall on my nunny. And it honestly, I think I was out for a couple of days. It was the most, like, horrible feeling. You're on holiday. Like, I could have been traumatised in a van in fucking, you know, I don't know, in Yarmouth, other than in Biarritz with blood everywhere and, you know, and a sore nunny. But yeah, I mean, like, holidays for us weren't particularly, a bit like Pip, they were just, I don't really remember anything nice about them. I just remember lots of trauma. I remember lots of really funny things going wrong, lots of arguments, but there were some moments in between that were really quite special. And I think, like,
sleep was pretty good.
Eating. But when you think about holidays now with your own children, like, I always think to myself, I'd love to go camping, or I'd love to reenact some of the experiences that I should have had with my own child to make it a bit like a shared experience. But when we went on holiday with Amy and her whole fucking family, some of that was like a bit like camping, because we had to all muck in together and we had to all, you know, sort of shop together. I mean, it was like two fucking busloads of people. and that's quite nice, and it's simple, and it's inexpensive, and it's just full of really good memories. That for me is a summer holiday. Some of these, some of these really fancy, you know, get on a plane and go to America and do all the fancy schmancy shit. It's just not, it's not character building, and you don't get traumatised, which is part of it.
So it's really weird you mention about going back and reminiscing and stuff. So I've got a friend called Sean, and turns out that he used to go to Dean's Holiday Village in Kessingland, where I used to go. And he went, did you used to go on the boating lake? And I was like, yeah, obviously. And he went, so he got with his now girlfriend, and he said, like, I just decided I was going to go back and revisit it and take her. And he said, like, just, I wanted to see how it was. And he said, I was so excited. And I went, did you go on a boating lake? He went, yeah. I said, everything you wanted it to be? He went, well, let me tell you this. No. He went, he's not super sharp. So he got in the rowing boat with his new girlfriend and was rowing his arms off for about 10 minutes and then called the bloke over that hires the boats and went, mate, these boats are shit. He went, I've literally been rowing for 10 minutes. It's bollocks, mate. The guy then unhooked the rope off the bank.
Good Lord.
Oh, my God.
That's amazing.
Wow. I have actually got a special request, Stu, because I know Harry won't have heard this story.
No.
And when I heard this story, it is actually my favourite story. About when you went on that little cruise recently.
Cruise? How old are you,
with
Stu?
Your family.
How old are you, Stu? 85?
Sorry to make you relive it, because I know it was quite a painful experience.
Yeah, I mean, I won't go into the whole story, because, like, that will be another episode. Like, because it's a lengthy old story. And was it the first drunk cast
second
that story
third?
Come up on?
I think so.
I think it might have been the second or third, yeah.
Yeah, so head over to Pips for the unedited full version. But yeah, Harry, just to give you a brief synopsis of it. Basically, we flew to Venice to get on a boat. Like my family, my children, and
the care home,
my wife's parents.
So your kid's grandparents.
How does that work?
That's correct. That's correct. Yeah.
Well done. Yeah. Well done. Yeah.
I think so. Amy, is that right?
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
like,
I think so.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Pip, we just got to get it right.
I just Google it.
Yeah.
And then that kind of thing that you don't actually think ever happens at an airport happened to us, where you have that instant fear of, like, oh look, our suitcases ain't come out, but you know they're always going to come out, as didn't. And so we had 2 days to get them before the boat left from Venice. So we had 2 days in Venice with no clothes. And yeah, when you're wearing your father-in-law's pants, it's not good.
Did they have skid marks on them?
No, they were clean.
You can never really, they'll never, after wearing a pair of anything once, they're never truly clean.
They're not, are they? Yeah. They're not. No. I agree with Chris.
They did smell of dupe.
Of what? Did you say?
Dupe.
Oh, I thought you said something else then. What?
So the bags didn't turn up. We got on the boat, so we was just literally... Well, before we got on the boat, obviously I was just spent 2 days on the telephone trying to find out where my luggage was, building a relationship up with this woman who was our kind of the person that was trying to help us but was quite rubbish. And then about 2 hours before we got on the boat, she phoned me and she went, "We've got your cases." And like, I was like, "Oh my God, thank you so much.
They're not here."
And like, put the phone down and just like literally hugged the kids. Everyone was high-fiving. And then within about 30 seconds, the phone went again. And she went, "Hi, Stuart." I went, "Oh, hi." She went, "It's Anne again." I went, "Oh, hi, Anne." She went, "Sorry, I rang the wrong person. We haven't got your cases."
So you had to wear your mother-in-law's bra.
Yeah, and so and then once you get on the boat, like, you know, it's like clothes from lost property for me, and everybody was about 5 foot on the boat, and it goes on and
it
on.
Gets
I weren't allowed
so,
in.
It does get worse, man. It gets worse.
So like restaurants, I weren't allowed in because I didn't have trousers, and yeah, drunk people starting fights with us. It was the holiday from hell.
Was it?
Just think, your girls are going to tell that one day. They might be on a podcast or whatever the future holds. You won't be around to see it, but they'll be on a podcast like this, telling that story of that night.
That might be a podcast. That'd be therapy, Chris.
Have any of you three got favourite memories of holidays with your kids? Because again, the first holidays, they're always a bit scary, and you've got, if you're flying or anything, like the first time you fly with your kids and all that, it's all a bit stressful. Have you got any kind of favourite, here was a really good positive moment?
I took Lola away when she was like 4 months. I went on holiday with my family, and then again like a year later, and I remember changing her bum. A guy, there was me and my sister.
How'd you do that?
On a plane. She was that person on the plane.
I was sitting by the window. My sister was sitting next to me. And then this guy came and sat next to my sister. Now, there were other empty seats. And I was like, "Why the fuck have you come sit near a baby?" But anyway, I ended up changing her bum on the tray that came down.
Amazing.
Because I was like, "I ain't getting up and going to the toilet because this is just ridiculous." But nah, she was
just
fine.
Do it where they put the food.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah. It's fine.
Camping, I think, was probably my best with the kids. When we went to Camp Festival, actually, that was really good.
Yeah.
Because there was a big group of us with all our friends, and the kids can just run around and have a great time. Yeah. And your holiday is when the kids are occupied.
Yeah.
Because that's when you actually get to have some time. When they're really little, you can't do anything. You're just running around after them the whole time. But when they get to an age where they can kind of look after themselves a bit, if they make friends, you won't see them all day.
No, exactly.
Or you go on holiday with your family or friends, then they just...
Yeah. You just got out there not explaining the Kama Sutra to the people they meet on the campsite, basically.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to a caravan park with my children this weekend.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We're going to Camber Sands. Never been there.
Lovely. Yeah. I'm going back.
Yeah, we decided.
I'm going back to Wales, so that'll be... So there's...
Oh, nice.
I'm from South Wales, which we've got like 200 beaches. So like, I was always used to sort of going to the beach anyway, or, you know, like skipping school and going to the beach. So when I go home, it's quite nice. It feels like you're actually going on holiday. And this time, my friend Kwame, who's a surf instructor, he's going to give Idris his first lesson, which is should be quite nice. Let's hope he doesn't drown and go away and cause trauma.
Take some holy water just in case.
Yeah. Quicker you can get it in the ears, the better.
That is the most bizarre thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
I know, I can't. I never knew that bit, and I was listening to the podcast the other day, and you said about it. I was like, I can't believe your parents actually did that.
Yeah,
I can't either.
Because they're not really religious, are they?
No.
I wonder what the voices were.
Let's not look into that now.
No. So where are you going on holiday?
The therapy.
Where are you going, Pip, for your holiday? The bedroom, the kitchen?
I've had two holidays in about 12 years. Or one of the two holidays I've had was with you, Amy, to Centre Parks. I've only had one holiday since then.
Oh, my God. Yeah, God, that was years ago.
Yeah. Has anybody... when Lola was only just born, wasn't it? Or was she? Yeah, she was born, wasn't she?
Has anybody been to Pontins or Butlins?
Can't remember.
Butlins, love Butlins.
Did you? Oh, I bet you've been, Chris.
Yeah, loved it. Absolutely love Butlins. It was Bognor Regis.
Bognor,
yes.
Time of my life. It was called something like House of Fun, and it was just this play area that just dwarfed any other play area I'd ever seen in my life. And even the, you know, where the kids wet themselves in the ball pits, that couldn't bring me down. Oh, I just, God. You know, if that got on me, that was just necessary. It was just, you know, the price I was prepared to take. And I would rush around that. And this was just before I was a black belt, but I was still dynamic. And no one could beat me around that House of Fun. I'd race anyone pretty much. You know.
I love you, Chris.
I do. So you're so funny.
Like a dog, just running around with your tongue hanging out.
Yeah. And your trousers down.
Just
leave
me in there.
I'm going faster than anyone. You're meant to just enjoy it. I'm going around again. All right.
Shouting out Kama Sutra positions.
He's done 10 laps since he got here. Has he been in? Not really.
Do the 69. Do the missionary. Oh,
well, thank you very much, guys.
Have a lovely holiday, Stop. Yeah.
Stu.
Enjoy
Thanks.
it.
Hope.
And have a lovely birthday, Pip.
Yeah.
Even
Thank
though this
you.
will come out after your birthday.
And Chris, please
stay out
of trouble.
Yeah, I'll try to. And Amy, just,
don't know.
Yeah. Not sure about
I'm
you.
I'm on holiday. I'm in Brighton at the moment.
Yeah, you are, aren't you?
Hey.
Have fun.
Oh, lovely.
Love Brighton.
Pissing down.
Yeah, it is here. Bye.
Come on, Amy, keep it light.
I'm not seeing my kids.
Yay!
Thank you very much.
Have a lovely holiday.
Thanks,
Thank
everybody.
You.
Bye. Bye.
Well, that was funny, wasn't it? I hope you enjoyed that as much as we did. The episode, if you want to listen to Stu's full story about his horrific holiday, which is... I've listened to it again the other day because I had to find what episode it was. So I listened to it again and I think I laughed more than I did the first time. It's just absolutely golden. My favourite bit was when he says to the crew member on the boat that they haven't got any luggage, they haven't got any clothes. What can she do to help them before they go off on their cruise? And she gave them, him, his wife and his two daughters, 4XXL t-shirts from like the cruise. And he turned around to her and said, "We're not the fucking Griswolds." It's hilarious. The episode is number 159 of the Distraction Pieces podcast with Scroobius Pip. So it's episode 159. And he starts telling his story about 25 minutes in. That's a drunk cast. It's part two of that drunk cast. And the whole thing's absolutely hilarious. So listen to it all, not just his story, obviously. If you haven't listened to any of Scroobius Pip's podcasts, why don't you? It's really good. I'm on one of them with Harry. He has an array of guests on. He's got loads of them. I mean, he's been doing it for like, I want to say 5 years. It might be 6 years, you know. It's a long time. So that's brilliant. All the podcasts on the network are brilliant. We've got Hardcore Listing, obviously, with Chris and Stu, which is hilarious, who you've just heard. They always have great people on. Stu does another one called Off the Beaten Track, which was a music podcast where he has loads of brilliant people on talking about their favourite music. Brett Goldstein does Films to Be Buried With, which is a movie podcast, which is hilarious. We've got a wrestling podcast called Tuesday Night Jaw, who's just got a new host called Bozzers. So I wish her all the luck with it, because they've got like a million subscribers. That's a scary finding out your new job and you've got like a million people to talk to, isn't it? But yeah. If you like a bit of wrestling, check that out. We've got Say Why to Drugs with the gorgeous Susie Gage, who was on our podcast a little while ago, so check that out. There is Stop and Search with Jason Reed. That's awesome. They're just all awesome. Check them out. Check out the Distraction Pieces Network podcasts and have a little listen. I think I've spoken enough. I'm just sweating. Anyway, hopefully Harry will have come off her massive trip next week and come back. Cause next week we've got an amazing couple of women on talking about, the loss of their daughter and sister and the work they've done since to raise awareness for the amazing hospice that helped them and helping other people in general. It's wonderful. So we'll tell you more about that next week. I think that's about it. Subscribe to our podcast, please. Give us a little review. 5 stars would be nice. Follow us on social media. I've been posting all pictures of us when we were younger. So check that out because they're funny. Especially Stu's Victorian times ones. But yeah, give us a follow. Share us. We like to be shared about. And take care. Stay cool. And yeah, see you next week. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.